This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the News Hour. Today we want to take a look at the Long War and Common Core. Common Core, as probably many of the folks listening who are a politically active and aware audience, Common Core is the recent iteration of the long time desire to brainwash the next generation, make them good little Nazis following orders. And Donna Hearn, who's been active in this area for a long time, has written a book, The Long War and Common Core. That's our subject for today. And Donna, I want to thank you so much for having written the book. Hopefully it's going to give people a lot of material with which they can work at their local levels.
Well, thank you, Larry. That is our prayer that we will certainly provide the information. Most Americans know something is wrong in education, but they have no clue as to what it is or why. And yet when parents are faced with their children coming home from school with these crazy homework assignments based on Common Core, they are suddenly aware that something's going on, and they don't know what it is, but they sure don't like what they're seeing. Many times their children end up in tears. They don't want to go back to school. Especially when you get to the assessment times, you have kids that are just fall apart because of the pressures that are being put on children that are not real and not really helpful for the children.
And one clue that all is not well, as you point out in the Long War and Common Core, is maybe your daughter comes home and says, "Well, Mom, tomorrow in school I have to wear a hijab."
Yeah.
Oh, well, really?
Well,
have to be a good little Muslim, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, this is the politically correct way we're going to train our children, and I use the word train because that's really what the education establishment has turned to, and that is that whatever is their belief system, whatever is what they put priorities on, that becomes what comes into the classroom in the curriculum, and particularly in the area of the Muslim. It's been a long time coming, but some years ago, the textbook companies have started to incorporate teachings on Islam, and of course, very cleverly, the Islamists in the United States decided that they would help them, and so they had an organization put together to reach out to all the textbook companies to basically tell the textbook companies what they should teach about Islam. And
so we're not going to teach about Islam in terms of what a lying, rapist, thief Muhammad was.
No. Well, and add to that a sexual pervert, because when you really study...
He waited till he was until the gal was 9 years old before he consummated marriage to the 6-year-old.
Well, it was you know, that was just the beginning, Larry. I mean, and you look carefully at what Islam is. It is a highly sexualized, predatory on women civilization that really comes out of the 7th century and stuck in the 7th century. It's a brutalization of women. Women are reduced to chattel, to belongings. They are in marriages. They, according to Sharia law, which is what is the intent of Islam, is to recreate and have Sharia law running their lives, whatever country they're in. and particularly if they're here in America, they want to remove our constitutional protections and replace it with Sharia law. And what it is it's horrendous for women. Women are they're nothing more than cattle. They are to be treated as a sexual object by their husband. In many cases, they are one of four different women who are in the family. They are not allowed any freedoms like we have here in the United States. And there's areas where I won't even get into because it's absolutely a brutalization of the women with what they call female circumcision when the girls are small. The whole goal is that the woman is there to be the sexual object of a man. And it is, I mean, it's consistent. Mohammed was that way. You go through the Hadith and you go through the Quran and you see that a woman has no merit, basically, other than in the eyes of what this man or husband of hers allows her to have. And at the same time, this woman is... is locked up in a house and not allowed to go down the street. She's veiled. And the reason that she's veiled, according to them, is that she might be tempting to another man. And so if you look carefully throughout all of the teachings of the Hijab and the Quran, it really is teachings that are sexual. Even to the point of if you commit violent jihad and kill somebody, you get 72 virgins in heaven. I mean, it's consistent. The whole thing is sexualization. If you look at our streets today and you see women walking along who are veiled, you know right away they are subjugated to a man. They do not have a life of their own. They have to obey what this man has told them they have to do. And they are so, it's almost a Stockholm syndrome. They don't see anything wrong with it because this is all they've ever lived with. But
now,
this is not America.
Some people may wonder why the left in the United States and in Europe has such a fascination for an openness to Islam, and one of the things that I think is a key to answering, unlocking that question, is something that you pointed to in an early American socialist educator, John Dewey.
Yeah.
You point out that he was of the mind, and I think I would agree with him, you can't make socialists out of individualists.
That's right.
Well, from what you've just described, that's a perfect mindset in Islam, both for men and women, for socialists.
Yes.
They start out being subjugated, so when they come to socialism, hey, I've seen this movie before.
It's a removing of the individuality, and actually the bottom line is, Larry, it's war on the basis of America, which is Christianity, in which God created us each as individuals in His image. Each individual is precious and should be treated so. They are nobody is any better than anybody else, and we are all in the eyes of God. We are equal in the eyes of God. This does not happen in Islam. It does not happen in socialism. It does not happen in totalitarianism. In all those systems, you have the powerful elite, and then you have the servants. And our school system today is turning out servants, people who can't think for themselves. I go into an area where we coined the word fractured thinking. And the reason I used and created that word was because when you look at the whole system, what we're doing with kids in school, nothing is a building of a knowledge base. In other words, we don't learn the arithmetic facts and then go on to algebra and geometry. And we don't learn the basic foundations of our government and then build and understand separation of powers and how states work and different regions work and why all these things are the way they are. We don't learn any of that in school anymore. Instead, we take a little bit of a smattering of this information and we look at it. And it's called deep thinking. And, it's crazy. But let's take one of their illustrations, the Declaration of Independence. This shows up in the English literature standards of Common Core. And it's a very interesting thing. We'll need to talk about that.
Yep, let's come back after the break and take a look at how they would like us to understand the Declaration of Independence. I doubt it has much in common with the founders. And by the way, as you pointed out, a lot of this got started with LBJ's war on poverty and federalization of education. We'll be back.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Donna Hearn. She actually had the opportunity to work for President Reagan and his administration. She's continued a long-time interest in education and brought it to bear in her writing of The Long War and Common Core. Got a subtitle, Everything You Need to Know to Win the War. So hopefully those of you who are listening to my conversation with Donna Hearn on the Gun Owners News Hour is not just to receive some information to tickle ears, but to hopefully light some fires and get you inclined to want to go out and, taking this information, push back. Our civilization is at stake. We are on the verge, I would submit, of being made into a society of socialists rather than of individualists, people who think for themselves, who are responsible for their own actions and decisions, take care of their own families, and instead everything is increasingly being turned over to the state. These are ideas that came from abroad, as Donna, you pointed out, one of the leading theoreticians on how to snooker a civilization such as the American civilization derives from Antonio Gramsci's notion of the long march through the institutions. And this long march, which we might describe as a long-term takeover, began, I would submit, long before Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but it certainly was helped along by Roosevelt, and unhappily, Republican and Democrat presidents alike haven't really made any substantial change in the direction of socializing America's youth so that they become good little Nazis doing what they're told.
You know, Larry, it's, again, you know, our book is The Long War and Common Core. You can get it on Amazon.com. Again, The Long War and Common Core, you can get it at Amazon.com. And the reason we put the book together is that this is not a story of just the latest fad in education and how to understand it. It is the story of the takeover of America. And it is, as you mentioned, Gramsci had the vision that you don't need to come and take over America with cannons and weapons and so forth, but instead to get into the institutions. And the three institutions that he mentioned were education, the media, and the entertainment media, and then the news media. And so you've got the three. We really go into the education part because that really impacts the other two. It is reputed that Lincoln said that what the politics of what's going on in the classroom today will be the politics of tomorrow. Now, I've never been able to track down that quote. It's just one of those things that's been out there. Whether he said it or not, it's very true.
Well, and Hitler was quoted saying something to the effect that I have the future because I have your children.
Right. I mean, and your tyrants, your dictators, your people who want power in their hands, they know that to have a long-term power control, they have got to get the young people and make them think the way they want them to think. Now, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but in the book we tell you where this came from. We talk about Gramsci, we talk about Dewey, we talk about Darwin. We talk about the sexualization that destroys the moral fiber of the character of the people. This was very deliberate in our country. We also talk about the destruction of our understanding of history. And before we went to the break, we were talking about the Declaration of Independence. They don't study the Declaration of Independence in the context of who wrote it, why was it written, what were the words used, and why were they there. And when we talk about, like, the Declaration of Independence, it says that we are endowed by our Creator. Now, we're talking about a God that has given us the rights, not a government that's given us the rights. What they do when they study the Declaration of Independence with this deep thinking is they are to read the Declaration of Independence and not to bring all the outside information. They're not supposed to go out and research all the people who wrote it and why and what was going on. They're just to look at the words themselves. and try to get deep meaning out of these words. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. When you do this with everything, we get back to the word fractured thinking. You don't connect the dots. And so we look around our world today and we say, well, why can't people understand what's going on? Well, they don't understand what's going on because their thinking processes have not been developed the right way. When you build a knowledge base, for instance, like in mathematics, you put these little grooves in your brain, and the more you work learning your multiplication tables, and then you get into algebra and geometry and ultimately calculus, you have sort of divided and sent these pathways through your brain so that when something comes along, the pathway for thinking, the logic, the analytical part of it, the connections are already laid out, and you can make a conclusion based on facts and logic because you've done it and done it and done it, and it's programmed into your brain that way. But if you don't ever develop those pathways in your brain, you're not going to be able to connect the dots. And that's what's happened when we went to the new math and all the different kinds of ways of math, and today the Common Core math is nothing more than just a refinement of this new math and all these ideas of let's just take it apart and see what it's all made of. But you never look at the context of what it's in. It's just sort of floating in free space. So therefore, your historical facts are connected. Your logic is not connected. You haven't developed a thinking process, and so therefore you get people, good intention people, but they're really ruled by emotions. And when those emotions are stirred the right way, they become followers. And as we've seen down through time, this is a dictator's dream to have people who will just respond to their emotions. And you get a great orator out there, and you can stir up those emotions, and you've got your mobs to follow him.
And when you talk about how they just are, without a knowledge base, introduced to words, and they're asked to comment on the meaning of them, and one of the areas that they can take that you discuss in the book is students being told to revise the Second Amendment.
With this
horrible preparation or lack thereof that they've been given. And not too surprising, their emotions take over, and everybody knows that guns are dangerous, guns are icky, and it wouldn't surprise me if, unless the kid comes from a pretty aware home, he's going to fall right into what the teachers are teaching or inclining them to do, and he's going to come up with a friendlier Second Amendment.
Well, you know, Larry, that's exactly what they've done. And they have revised, and it's very interesting because you look at some of the textbooks and some of the curriculum that comes along with this, and this is not new. Common Core is just the latest title for all of this. It's been going on, as we say, the standards movement has been going on for 40 years. They've been pushing that. And so it's not something new, but it's dangerous because they never give you the original documents to look at and the original reasons.
Yeah, that would be so boring to have to read the Declaration of Independence without a really interesting commentary. Well, we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about some things that hopefully you're going to want to do some things about after you've heard Donna Hearn and our discussion of her book, The Long War.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. GunsAD.com, go to GunsAD.com now.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
As I have mentioned already, I would look at The Long War and Common Core, a book by Donna Hearn, as a manual for action. It gives you information so that you can see what's being done in our schools, and that very well could be to your children or grandchildren. And once prepared with this kind of information, hopefully you will want to go and do something about it, because not to, just to allow the status quo to keep kind of bumbling along, means that we're probably pretty close already to a time when independent thinking, which is highly discouraged in our school system, will be so scrubbed that we will be increasingly subject to the dictates of people like this judge in Kentucky who has jailed a county clerk. She broke no law. The Supreme Court made up a law, but if you haven't studied civics and you don't know the structure of American government, then you might assume that an unconstitutional ruling by the Supreme Court on marriage had something to do with law, making law. Well, it might have been making law, but it's an unconstitutional making. It's one that should be disregarded by every thinking patriotic American. And there's at least one clerk, actually several, in Kentucky that are saying, no, Now, this may come as a shock to even some conservatives are thinking, well, you know, whatever the court says, that's the law. That reflects an ignorance and a successful indoctrination by the likes of the John Deweys and the Antonio Gramscis and the others that have been involved in this long war through our institutions that Italian communist Gramsci was calling for. And here we are looking at the fruit of it, and we can't even, too many of us can't even see that Kim Davis is somebody who is upholding the law against a district judge, federal judge, and the Supreme Court. Pretty bad when people don't have the discernment to see that, but how could they if they've never been educated to enable them to see that?
You know,
Donna, I think your book is right on point here.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the tie-in to what's currently happening, because actually every event like this that is happening in our country that is unconstitutional, that is wrong, that is tyrannical, that is, you know, I can't tell you how many, quote, laws have been written by our president. Our president does not have the power to write laws. Only the legislature has that, and on and on and on. But again, the future of our civilization depends on an educated moral body of people. And we have to start by educating ourselves first. And that's what we're trying to do with this little book. It's short. It's not long. It's very easy to read. We could have written a book of 1,000 pages, but actually in the context of the book, it's just a little over 100 pages with a couple appendixes in it.
Let me circle back to the president. The president has done something comparable, at least on the surface, to what Clerk Davis has done. The president has made up his own laws, and he's not a legislator at all. But nevertheless, there were no consequences. He's not sitting in jail because he made up law. And here we have Kim Davis, who actually is upholding the law, and she's in jail for upholding the law. Now, some people see what she did and what the president have been doing on amnesty for illegals and a number of other things as comparable. Well, actually not, because one is upholding the law and the other is disrespecting and breaking the law regularly and often.
Yeah.
And that's really a shame when conservatives can't see the difference between Kim Davis and Barack Obama.
Well, and here, you know, we hear the word social justice. What we're facing today is selective justice. And it comes down to who has the most power. And whoever has the power decides what the law is. And this is when you get to the road to anarchy. Because ultimately you have set aside all your rules of civilization and all the operations of how you interact with each other and the laws that keep a society working. And when somebody says, well, I just don't think I'll obey by that law. You know, we know that the president has in the face of the American people many times, particularly the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, he says, we're not going to defend that. And he and Holder just decide what is a law and what they're not, and they're just going to go along. They went along with what they wanted, not what the law said. And again, you see, because we've removed the moral absolutes. I mean, there's a whole lot of reasons behind where we are, why we're here. And part of the effort was to replace the absolute laws of right and wrong based on God's word and the Constitution with the power of the people. And that was the thing. When our country came into existence, we came into existence because we said we're not going to obey man's law. We're going to obey a law that has been written down and is based on God's law. And that takes precedent over man just deciding today it's this and tomorrow it's that. You know, I use the illustration. We all drive in the United States basically on the right side of the road. Well, what if I just decided that I like the left side of the road? And, you know, I'm just going to decide I'm going to drive on the left side of the road. Well, we obviously all know what's going to happen there. You're going to have an accident. Somebody's going to get hurt or killed. And what's happened is it's because you have violated the absolute law that has been laid down. There are absolute laws that have to exist for a society to exist. The problem is we're slowly doing away. We've done away with marriage. We've done away with sanctity of life, all these kinds of laws. But the bottom line, Larry, is that Americans have got to make the decision that they will get themselves informed. And we spell out how you can do this, not only by reading the book. It will take you a couple of hours to read the book. We have set it up so you can get it in bulk quantities, and then therefore you can start passing them out to people. The books are $10 on Amazon, but if you order 50 or more through our office, then you can get them for as low as $4 a piece. We educate our fellow friends, neighbors, church members, and family, and ask them to read this book, because when they start to understand what's happening, they're going to be engaged and energized to do something. And then not only do we tell you what's going on, but the last chapter, chapter 8, is full of solutions, things that can start as simply as you getting involved in your local school board. You don't have to go very far. You don't have to travel. You don't have to spend a lot of money. All you have to do is show up and give a little bit of time. That's our challenge, is the time. Americans are so consumed with living, just processing through their daily lives, that they do not figure in time to be a citizen. And that's what we're asking you to do. You've got to be, because if you don't, it's all going to be over. Because
let's put it this way, if people are not citizens, the time could rapidly be at hand when we will be subjects.
That's right, exactly. And it's coming quickly because we have not given the time to being a citizen. And that's what you have to do. Now, we're not asking you to stop everything you're doing and do this. We're asking you just to maybe set aside something that you enjoy doing for a little bit and replace it with this. And you know what? It actually becomes a lot of fun when you start working with your friends and your neighbors and you begin to take on the establishment there at your own little backyard, and then you win. And it's amazing because it doesn't take a lot of people. It really doesn't. I have a story of a gal that she got on the school board. She was in a very well-to-do area. She was a black gal. She got on the school board, and she saw what was happening. They were doing some things that had to do with the gay and lesbians. She had a group of ladies in her Bible study, and she went to them, and she said, "We got to stop this, but I'm always outvoted. I'm the only, it's always one to whatever." And she said, "But I think we can get at least have a meeting and call a public meeting on this," which they did, and by golly, they stopped it. Now, she was just one person on a school board. As they said, she was able to do it with just
the analogy that comes to my mind is when we turn the light on, the cockroaches scatter. We're talking with Donna Hearn about her book, The Long War and Common Core, everything you need to know to win the war in education, education with our children. Be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, appreciate you being with us today on this edition of the News Hour. We're talking with Donna Hearn, The Long War and Common Core. It's a book that you can get just about anywhere, certainly Amazon, among many other booksellers. One of the things that I thought was a very good point that you made, Donna, was in the absence of teaching values, we've left our kids open to Islam.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep. It's tragic, and that's one of the things we address in the book, because it's a very dangerous thing. When you have taken purpose out of education, let's go back a little bit. Every one of us wants to know who we are, why we're here, and what is our purpose in life. And I don't care what background you come out of, that's built into each one of our DNAs. We want to know who we are and why we're here. And so we're always kind of seeking those answers. When you have a public school system that is stripped out all of the spiritual, all of the reasons of why we exist, who we are, and where we came from, when you take that all out and if you brought in a materialism philosophy, when you have taken out Christianity and replaced it with secularism, you have suddenly said to the child, particularly when you base it on Darwin and evolution, you're nothing more than slime. And you've just come out of slime, and you're just no different than the rocks and the trees, and you have no reason for being here. In fact, you know there's too many of you here anyway, so we've got to get rid of some of you. And we've seen the tragic consequences of that, as young children have been so much in despair and despondency, thinking that they're taking up the footprint of somebody else, that they commit suicide. Nevertheless, when you do that, and you take the meaning out of life, and then you start bringing in something called Islam, where they are appealing to you to be someone, to have a purpose, it fills that void. Unfortunately, we're, you know, people are saying, why is it that we have these American-raised people who are going over to the Middle East and becoming jihadists? What is the appeal? Well, the appeal is meaning of life. They have been suddenly told that they can be somebody very important if they will commit jihad. Not only will they be wonderfully received in heaven with 72 virgins, but they will be somebody and their purpose in life will have been very, very meaningful. And so therefore, it is very dangerous when you treat the Crusades as evil, and you treat Islam as a very peaceful religion. And this is what the kids are getting.
That's what they are getting, and it has been leading to some really terrible consequences. One of the things, I guess, that we could look at in that regard is the whole environmental movement. 30, 40 years ago, I think you and I can both remember, scientists were officially warning us that we were going to be approaching a coming ice age, and oh, woe is us, and the only way to save ourselves is for the government to take over everything that has to do with the environment, which, of course, is about everything that people do. Now, just the opposite, we're being warned about a global warming, even though there hasn't been any measurable warming by satellites for the last 18 years. And the bottom line is they want to fly in the face of the dominion mandate, which is found in the first pages of Genesis, mm-hmm. where man is to have dominion over the earth, to multiply and have dominion. And instead, we're aborting and not having dominion.
Right.
And some of these people would be perfectly happy to let the mountain lions and the grizzly bears have at it. And if people go into those zones for those wonderful wild animals, well, too bad if they get eaten.
Well, let me give you a good illustration of that, and that is that very definitely the environmentalists look at mankind as no different than the animal. In fact, in many cases, they have elevated the world, the creation, over the created. God said we are made in his image. In the Declaration, it says we are endowed by our Creator with certain rights. We have a certain status in which that we are stewards of this earth. We've been stewards, good stewards, and the most impressive way to have a clean earth is to have a vibrant capitalistic free market in which people have a vested interest in having a clean environment, and they have excess capital after they have made money that they can invest in and plant the flowers in the front of their houses. They can do the landscaping. They can do the saving of the stream next to them and not pollute it. That is how you have a good environment. But they have gone contrary to all of that, and they believe that there needs to be one-sixth of the population left. In other words, 5 out of every 6 people need to go.
Naturally, they don't volunteer to lead by example.
No. And of course, because they're the elite. You know, I got this question on a radio program recently. Well, what about them? You know, how are they going to educate their kids? And how are they going to stay out of this awful mess that you're creating? Well, they don't think they're going to be part of it. There's two different categories of people. There are the masters and there are the servants. And obviously, yep. Most of us will have to be the servants. They, being the masters, have the power. And the illustration I was going to use is that I have a relative, actually, that is in Africa. He's working on the environment. He is in a very dangerous place in Africa. And because of that, they live in a compound where there are 10-foot-high chain-link fences with razor edges and guards around the edge of it. And his wife can't go out without a guard. They live in this protection because they can afford this. They can protect themselves on this. And meanwhile, they're telling everybody else how to live a different way. And this is the way it amounts to. They will have the power and the money to live any way they want to. But the whole goal will be to get rid of the rest of us. And, of course...
Well, and we're expendable, of course,
because we
don't offer nearly as much to civilization as the elite offers.
Right. So you've got this conflict, and it's the elite that are setting the agenda on the education. It is the elite that have come in the last 100 years to try to take over America, because after all, you can't control people if they're independent thinkers, if they analyze things, and if they have a knowledge base and can weigh the evidence and say, yeah, this makes sense and this adds up and this is logical and I can replicate this conclusion, and no, that does not. If you have that kind of a thinking process that you've developed in the classroom with your kids, you're not going to have a body of people that are going to say yes, sir, whenever you're told to do certain things. And so therefore, as you mentioned earlier in the program, you know, John Dewey said this, you can't create socialists if you have all these independent thinkers. You can't have socialists if you have really good readers. Well, we don't have good readers today. That's another whole area. But what they're doing, Larry, and I want to be sure I tell our listeners this afternoon that the point of the assessments is not to decide whether you know a fact or not know a fact. The point of the assessment is to decide how far along this continuum that you've come of the goal they've set for you to be whatever they want you to be. And it's very, very frightening now what they're doing. They have all kinds of technology now. I just saw something on the internet where this gal demonstrated they put this headset on somebody's brain, and he in turn thought an idea to move this on the computer screen, to move a box, and all he did was to think it and to move it, and he was able to do that. This is where they're being able to connect into the thoughts of the human beings. They actually say in some of these assessments that we have to be able to assess their grit and tenacity, their emotions. We have to really figure out who these people are. It's not just facts. So they're devising all kinds of devices, how to check your temperatures and your anxiety and your facial recognition and all kinds of things. They're mapping your face. This is all in the assessments that's in this part of Common Core, because they've got to manipulate you to be what they want you to be, not what God made you to be.
Now, does this file of assessments and evaluation, does that go with you when you leave the school system? Does it go to your employer?
It is everywhere. It is a lifetime file. And here's the thing about this, Larry, is that because of computers now, there are immense ability to store all this information. From pre-times, I mean, when I say prenatal, before you're even born, there's records being kept on who you are. And it doesn't stop until you die. And those records are all accumulated. There's a huge center out in Utah. We don't know exactly what's out there. But we do know that the government is pulling together a lot of these records, and that the promoters of all this say we have to do this if we're going to be able to, quote, educate you. We've got to know who you are. It makes sense.
That's what they say, and it's up to us to say, sorry, pal, you got it wrong. We're in charge. You're fired. We're talking about the Long War and Common Core. Get a copy of Donna Hearn's book. I think you're going to need it to fight these battles that freedom fighters are going to be fighting. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.